Humana or if you're running it under Aetna.
The next patient is Ellen Guyet, first name E-L-L-E-N, last name G-U-Y like in Yankee, E, T like in Tango, T like in Tango, E. This is a clinical case of a 55-year-old white female that is has been following this practice because of the presence of nephrolithiasis that is associated to hypercalciuria. The patient has been approached with a low-sodium diet and also with the administration of metolazone, 2.5 milligrams on a daily basis. She also is on allopurinol. The patient has been in very stable condition without nerve relapse in the stone formation. She continues to be asymptomatic. Following number, the patient has a history of chronic kidney disease. She has been taking allopurinol 200 milligrams on a daily basis. Serum uric acid is 5. Following number, chronic kidney disease stage 2. The creatinine is 0.8, the BUN 14, and estimated GFR is 87. Serum electrolytes are within normal limits. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, the patient has gained 15 pounds of body weight, and her BMI is about 31. The serum glucose levels, fasting, were elevated . There is no evidence of proteinuria. This patient has metabolic syndrome. The patient was explained about insulin persistence. An extensive discussion with the patient regarding the diet that she has to be followed. That has to be without protein, and especially the industrial production of protein. She has to follow a plant-based diet and increase the activity in order to fight the insulin resistance and avoid diabetes mellitus. The information regarding the videos associated to insulin resistance were given, and more literature was suggested. In any event, we stress for about 15 minutes the need to lose weight and increase the activity. Otherwise, the prognosis will be garden. Paragraph, I invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face, 25 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.